Decide if the statements are true or false. Fill in the space of the circle T or F according to what you hear and remember from the reading.
Imagine this. Everyone learns the same second language in school. Everywhere you go, people can speak this language. And people all over the world speak as equals, not in your language, not in theirs, but in a universal language. This was the dream of Dr. L.L. Zamenhof, the inventor of Esperanto. L.L. Zamenhof was born in 1859 in Bialystok, Poland, then part of Russia. The people of Bialystok spoke Polish, Yiddish, German, Russian, and Lithuanian. Speakers of the various languages did not understand each other, and there was often conflict between the various groups. Zamenhof believed that the problems in his city and all over the world came from differences in language. From a young age, he wanted to overcome language problems by introducing an international language. At first, he planned to bring back Latin. However, he studied Latin at school and decided it was too difficult. Then, Zamenhof studied the artificial language Volapük, which was created in 1879 by Johann Schleyer. But he decided that this language was not easy enough either. Therefore, he invented Esperanto.
1. The people of Zamenhof's hometown spoke many languages. Two. Zamenhof first invented Volapük, and then he invented Esperanto.
3. After years of work, Zamenhof finished a book about his language in 1887. Zamenhof used the pen name Doctoro Esperanto, which means a person who hopes. At first, his language was called Lingvo Internacia de la Doctoro Esperanto. This name was too long, and soon people called the language Esperanto. In a few years, hundreds of thousands of people learned Zamenhof's language. Esperantists from all over the world shared Zamenhof's dream. They started the Universal Esperanto Association and had their first international meeting in France in 1905.
3. L.L. Zamenhof did not use his real name when he wrote the first book about Esperanto. Four. The first international meeting of Esperantists was held in Poland.
Because Esperanto is a planned language, it is logical and simple. It can be learned in one quarter the time of a typical natural language. Spelling and pronunciation are easy. Each letter has only one sound. The grammar is simple too. There are 16 basic rules, with no exceptions. Word order in Esperanto is very flexible. For example, you can correctly say Blau Domo, Blue House, or Domo Blau, House Blue. Compared to natural languages, there are few idioms or slang words. About 75% of the vocabulary of Esperanto comes from Romance languages, such as French and Spanish. About 20% comes from German and English. The rest comes from Slavic languages, such as Russian and Polish.
5. There are many exceptions to the rule of grammar in Esperanto. Six. The majority of the vocabulary of Esperanto comes from English and German.
7. Some people say that an international language is unnecessary. They say that today, English is the international language. It is true that English is a second language for many people. However, unlike English, Esperanto is politically neutral. Besides, pronunciation and spelling in English are difficult. The grammar of English is simple, but there are many exceptions to the rules. Today, There are books, magazines, websites, and radio broadcasts in Esperanto. About 2 million people speak Esperanto. However, the number of new Esperanto speakers is growing very slowly. Could Esperanto really change the world? No one knows. Zamenhof's idea that people everywhere learn Esperanto as a second language is still just a dream.
7. The author believes that English is a better international language than Esperanto. Eight. The number of Esperanto speakers is growing slowly.